Hello?
Yes, hello, sir. How are you? My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. How could I help you today, sir?
Yeah, a while back you charged my account, and I called in asking who you were and why I got charged, and your company agreed to give me a refund. However, I haven't received it yet.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Could you give me your zip code? Where I can check and pull your account, ma'am.
Sir.
Sir, I apologize for that, sir. Could you give me your a zip code?
52240.
52240. Thank you. And what is your name, sir?
Michael
Michael.
Gerot, Gerot.
Okay, wait a minute. You went too fast. Michael
G
who?
E
Okay.
R O T.
Oh, Gerard. Okay, hold on just a moment, Mr. Gerard. I'll pull your account up.
No.
I'm putting your zip code. Hold on just one moment, sir. Maurice. Okay, Michael, I found your account. Hold on just one moment. Where I can I need you to verify the mailing address, please.
1721 Muscatine Avenue, Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay, thank you very much. Your account will be up, and I'll tell you what I see on your account and what I read. You're stating that you were charged or were supposed to receive a refund, sir?
Yes.
And the refund was supposed to be for what, sir? How much?
There was two charges. One was for $56.95,
Yes, sir.
and the other one was for $3, I believe.
$3.95, 96 cents?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check. And you entered into you paid shipping and handling of $5.74 for a toolbox, sir. You filled out a sweepstake or went into a store or went online on your phone. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you have to remember because it's showing on 11/2. That you did pay $5.74 for shipping and handling for a toolbox, and it also was a sweepstakes, sir, which entered you into a sweepstakes, and you got a district membership, a discount. You got a welcoming gift of a Herbot exerciser. Was no charge for that, and you received a $125 voucher, and
No, I did. No, I did
you
not.
have not received it, sir, because it comes on your email. When you did the 574, that you didn't know the terms and agreement when you enrolled in here, that you went to a membership and you got the $125 voucher, and you get this every month until the account is closed, sir. So the membership, you won't receive the toolbox until they contact you and tell you that you won this toolbox. So your account is open. And you have a valid charge of $56.95 because the account was not closed, sir. And the charge was on 11/5. You did this on 11/2. So it has to be 48 hours within that time to cancel your account, or the charge of $56.95 was charged to this account. So, sir, what you need me to do for you today for this charge? I can cancel the account for you today, sir, and come back and see what I can do with the charge that's there on the account that's there. I can close it where you won't get any more charges, sir.
I don't want any more charges, and I received an email from y'all telling me they were going to close it and I was going to get a refund. I
Okay, hold
still
on.
have that email.
Okay, hold on. Let me check one more thing, sir. Hold on just one moment. So, sir, I'm checking here for anything you said that you receive a refund, and I do not see that in my notes here from anyone or called here. There's no statement.
How would you like me to send that email to you? Because I have it.
It's not that I don't believe you, sir.
I know. No,
sir,
I
is there anything
in.
Else I can do for you besides cancel your account,
it.
Sir? Because I'm letting you know, even though you do receive
in.
The email.
No. I called in on the 7th, and y'all agreed to give me a refund.
It's not noted in my notes that they someone said that to you, sir.
I don't care what's noted in your notes.
Well, if I can't see it, I can't help you, sir. I can help you with the charge.
I'm offering to let you see it.
You can't send an email here to where I am. I'm a third-party support.
So what you're telling me is you can do whatever you want.
No, sir, I did not say that. I did not say that to you. I'm saying that in front of me now, you're asking me to help you, sir. I'm telling you that in the notes I'm looking at, it's not stating that they were going to give you a refund of $56.95. There's nothing telling me that or anything there. The most recent I have is 11-2, and notes were added. So I don't know who you spoke with, sir, but I can cancel. I can cancel your account.
Well, cancel it, but who can help me with my problem?
Okay, hold on just one moment. Hold on, sir.
You hang up on me.
That's a black guy off Yellowstone.
Hello, sir. I'm still here. I'm trying to close your account.
I'll be too late to go to the bank and complain to them.
So, sir, you're saying that you're going to go to your bank, sir?
Well, I'm going to go to whoever I have to.
Okay, sir. I'm not trying to get you upset. I'm just listening to what you're telling me, sir, and saying to me, sir. That's all. Mm. So what I can do for you, sir, for this right here, Michael, is that I explained to you the terms and agreement, even though you said you didn't know anything. So what I can do to help you, Michael, I can give you a 35% refund on the $56.95 charges on your account because the account remained open. You did not close it in 48 hours. There is a voucher coming to you. You have to check your email. And you were given a membership here. So You're not going to get the toolbox until they announce that you are the winner of this toolbox and you were entered into a sweepstakes. So I can order you 35% of the charge of $56.95, sir. Hello, sir, are you there?
I am.
So you can get some of your money, if not all, Michael. Like I said, I'm just getting courtesy for this right here. Or I can offer you a 50-cent refund on the $56.95, sir. 50% is all I can offer you, sir. It's left up to you, sir. I am just trying to help you, and I did close your account, sir, so you don't receive any more charges, $56.95. Hello?
I guess.
Okay, hold on just one moment, and I'll do that. Let me first let you know how much you're going to get back for the 50% on here, sir. So hold on just one moment. So, sir, from the $56.95 with the 50% refund that you accepted, you will receive $28.48 in 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to put the refund in for you. Your account is closed. If you just hold on for me for one more moment, Michael, I'll be finished with your order, with your account. Okay. So, okay, Michael, I just put your refund in for $28.40, and you'll receive it in 3 to 5 business days. It'll go to your account or your card. And just one moment, I got to get your confirmation number also. If you just hold on just 1 minute. You still there, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I'm just about finished. Okay, Michael, I did your cancel your account. You have a refund coming back. Your confirmation number is 262-449-399, sir. Will there be anything else, Michael? Thank you for waiting patiently to take care of this for you. Would there be anything else for you, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, sir. Thank you.